Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Sparky Adams. Batting second. The right fielder, Cliff Hethcott. Batting third. The third baseman, Howard Fragaw. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Denver Grigsby. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Mandy Brooks. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rabbit Moranville. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sheriff Blake. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Sheriff Blake. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ross Youngs. Batting second. The third baseman, Frankie Frisch. Batting third. The left fielder, Irish Musel. Batting fourth. The second baseman, High Pockets Kelly. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Terry. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Billy Southworth. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Travis Jackson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Snyder. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Barnes. Pitching for the New York Giants, Virgil Barnes. And now, play ball. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kelly misplays the ball. That's an error on Kelly. Cliff Hethcott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hethcott bunts towards third. Frisch fields it and throws to first for the out. Adams moves to second. One out. Howard Fragaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Adams scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cubs. Denver Grigsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grigsby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grigsby for the out. Fragaw moves to second. Two outs. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a line drive towards short. Jackson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fragaw fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Fragaw. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch strikes out. One out. Irish Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm takes first base on ball four. Hartnett moves to second. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville hits a pop-up towards first. Terry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sheriff Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blake hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hartnett scores. Grimm moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelly fields it and throws to second for the out. Grimm moves to third. Two outs. Cliff Heathcott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcott is 0 for 0 in the game. Heathcott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelly scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a fly ball into left field. Grigsby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Southworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Southworth hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Heathcott. Southworth reaches second base with a double. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Frank Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into center field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Howard Fragaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaugh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fragaugh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frisch fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Denver Grigsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grigsby is 0 for 1 in the game. Grigsby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grigsby for the out. Two outs. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 1 in the game. Brooks hits a fly ball into center field. Southworth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Virgil Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Barnes for the out. One out. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 0 for 1 in the game. Youngs takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 0 for 1 in the game. Frisch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Youngs moves to second. Irish Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 1 in the game. Musel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Youngs scores. Frisch moves to second. It's 2-1, Cubs. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly is hit by the pitch. Frisch moves to third. Musel moves to second. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 1 in the game. Terry hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Frisch scores. Musel scores. Kelly moves to third. It's 3-2, Giants. Billy Southworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Southworth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Southworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hartnett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 3, Giants, 3. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Grimm hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Snyder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0-for-1 in the game. Moranville hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Musel. Moranville reaches second base with a double. Sheriff Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blake is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blake hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelly scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moranville moves to third. Two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fragoff fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Virgil Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0-for-1 in the game. Barnes hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0-for-1 in the game. Heathcote strikes out. One out. Howard Fragaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaugh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fragaugh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Denver Grigsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grigsby is 0-for-2 in the game. Grigsby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Youngs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Frisch takes first base on ball 4. Irish Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Musel hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Frisch moves to third. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frisch scores. Musel moves to third. It's 4-3, Giants. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Terry hits a line drive into left field. Grigsby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Musel tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Giants. Billy Southworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Southworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Southworth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kelly moves to third. Southworth moves to second. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Frank Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Grigsby. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Kelly scores. Southworth scores. Jackson goes all the way around to score. It's 8-3, Giants. Virgil Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0-for-2 in the game. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-2 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frisch fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hartnett hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grimm hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Youngs is called out on strikes. One out. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Frisch hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Irish Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Musel takes first base on ball 4. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blake fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Musel moves to second. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops it up and throws to first, with Blake covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Sheriff Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blake is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-3 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barnes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0-for-2 in the game. Heathcote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Howard Fraygaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fraygaugh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fraygaugh hits a fly ball into left field. Musial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Southworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Southworth is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Southworth takes first base on ball 4. Hack Wilson pinch runs for Billy Southworth. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jackson is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Hartnett and he is out, Adams applying the tag. Two outs. Frank Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got three RBIs. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fraygaugh fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson now playing center field. Denver Grigsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grigsby is 0-for-3 in the game. Grigsby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mandy Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-3 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frisch fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frisch fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grimm hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kelly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Virgil Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0-for-3 in the game. Barnes hits a fly ball into left center field for a base hit. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Youngs takes first base on ball 4. Barnes moves to second. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Frisch bunts towards first. Grimm scoops it up and throws to first, with Adams covering, for the out. Barnes moves to third. Youngs moves to second. One out. Irish Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Musial hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barnes scores. Youngs scores. It's 10-3, Giants. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Kelly hits a pop-up towards the mound. Blake catches it and throws to first to double up Musial. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Freddie Lindstrom now playing third base. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelly scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Weiss pinch hits for Sheriff Blake. Butch Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lindstrom fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 4 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 10, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.